I have to look over the side. Here I am. I don't have a monitor. I don't know what happened. I have hood head, though. You know, what are you going to do? I had a hood on because it's fucking freezing. Oh, my God. But you'll warm up here sitting with myself and, of course, Dave Landau.
Hello.
There he is. You got your little hood, your little
wolf. I'm probably going to take it off in a minute because it's fucking hot in here and freezing outside.
It is really blazing hot in here.
I'm trying to see how long I can tolerate it.
Yeah.
To look cool.
Yeah. I saw you come in. I didn't know it was you. Like, you were turned a little bit. And I'm like, who is this gentleman?
I never wear the hat, the Scully.
Oh, you don't, because you got that nice fucking
hairdo. Yeah. Well,
unless
it's pulled down with eye holes.
Right, right. When you're
hurting
a woman. Knocking off a bank or raping.
Exactly. Or both.
Or both. That's,
I say rape two tellers and take the cash.
Imagine you get off and you get some cash.
That's the deal.
Awesome.
Be sucked if they find your money, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you jizzed everywhere.
Or the fucking the bank thing goes off with the dye and it's all over your dick now too.
Always a shame.
Yeah, like this is the rape guy.
Gives whole new meaning to the word blue balls. Am I right, guys?
Money ink all over his balls. How embarrassing. Welcome to the program. Hope you all had a great weekend. It's the cold thing out there, so everybody's talking about the cold. Ooh, unless you live somewhere else. You know, we have plenty of people watching this that have no idea that it's cold.
Don't
give a flying fuck that it's cold here
Meridians.
In the Northeast. Yeah, Florida, like Southern California, things like that. You got the
fucking
hat head.
That's what I knew was going to
happen. The mohawk.
And I can't do a mohawk.
Oh, yeah.
My hat
you
all
just laid down
gooey.
Your mohawk.
Fucking goddamn... Winter just ruins a mohawk.
Winter's terrible. It's painful. I don't know.
It's the worst season, in my opinion. I'm sure people that ski.
Yeah, they must like it. I don't know. I'm waiting for the train, and then the train pulls up, and I think they fuck with you. I think they just fuck with you with the doors. You stand there, and you're waiting for the doors to open, and it's freezing cold. So, like, every second counts, and it's like... they usually open the door by now. And the train is stopped. Open the fucking door. But then, the door opens up eventually.
But you find out who's really homeless because a lot of the homeless people aren't there now.
Yeah.
And then today I saw a lady slip on ice and then have to put her leg back on. And I was like, she's the real deal.
That's the real deal.
I had to stop and give her money. I was like, this is a shit life.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the people that bullshit about being homeless that sit down on the sidewalk and beg for cash. In this weather, they disappear because they just stay home.
The ones I see every day are gone. Yeah, they're home by the fireplace.
Yeah. Sitting nicely, going, fuck, I'm missing out on some cash. But it's MLK Day, and it's cold, so not many people out there today.
No, not a lot of people working.
Yeah, it was, I guess, the banks, things like that, the stock market's closed. Other than that, though, it's pretty much any racist can keep their company open.
That's right.
All the racists can just say... we're live here at Compound Media.
I got so many texts about that. Like, you guys wouldn't take this day off. It's like, well, it's just because it's a Monday.
Stop it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, if it was a Thursday.
Yeah, oh my God.
I'm off.
Dr. King, see you later.
The good Reverend Dr.
Fucked everybody.
Martin Luther. Is he anything else? He's like William H. Cosby Jr.
Was he a doctor, or was he like, you're a doctor because...
I never saw that motherfucker wear a stethoscope.
Never did surgery that I saw.
That's it.
Definitely doctor. Not on his chest after he was gone down, or was that his head?
What's the diagnosis, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.?
You should have shot Jesse Jackson. He was right there.
Right there. Oh, I had to listen to his mumbling fucking... rambling this morning on the news. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. It's really a marble mouth motherfucker now. And then he had to bring up like the wall. Martin Luther King is about the wall, not bridges, not the walls. Build the bridges, not. And it's like, really, you have to politicize that fucking shit. But that's all they do anyway. We know that.
Yeah, the second the cameras were off, he's like, I punched that Dr. Martin Luther King in the face, just watch like he did with Obama.
Yeah. Oh, I cut his balls off.
You can't take him seriously after that.
It's no, like, that. Jaime Town. The guy's been caught on hot mic so many fucking times saying just deplorable shit. Yeah. So, you know, what are you going to do? He's a bullshit artist.
Yes.
And Reverend Al.
Yep. Racial ambulance chasing.
Yeah. Reverend Al, I guess, he's got that National Action Network thing, and Joe Biden was speaking at it the other day. Because he's going to run for president, so he's got to start now pandering to fucking every ethnic group and sexual deviant and every other fucking thing that waves a flag these days. So he's up there, and he's like...
I don't know about everything that waves a flag.
Well, maybe not everything.
Listen, Nazis, you too.
Yeah, everyone that waves an armband. Yeah, so he's up there just saying like, and, you know, Reverend King and white people have to realize that there's still systemic racism. And sometimes, he goes, sometimes we don't even see it. Like, he's including himself in there. It's just the pandering.
Have you watched
douchey.
Any of the new True Detective?
No, not yet.
Okay, I like it so far, but there is a scene where this woman's like, she's interviewing this guy, he's an older black guy, and he's like, what was it like inside the police force with all the systemic racism? Do you think you weren't taken seriously for that reason and that reason alone? And he just like looks at his son and looks back, and he's just like, no.
No.
It's great.
No.
So the guy's like, he doesn't even know what the fuck she's talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's this white blonde girl. It's so fucking perfect.
That's where we are now. The one of the big stories over the weekend was this Catholic school. All the boys from the Catholic school there, they Covington Catholic school. They went to a pro-life rally in Washington.
Oh,
and so they were all standing by the Lincoln Memorial.
In fairness, this is the best news about boys in a Catholic church.
That is true. It involves no fucking.
Wow, I really thought you were going to say we're all raped. Go
right,
on.
Right. They were all raped. No, they're in their mid-teens, 15-ish, 16-ish.
Way too old.
Yeah, yeah.
Ass on the field.
Yeah, exactly. They can actually say no. Yeah, so here they are, and they're wearing MAGA hats, and they're pro-life, so they're conservative Catholic kids. And so the story goes, the news story that came out was, they surround this Indian guy who is demonstrating for Indigenous Peoples Day, I guess, and they're chanting, build the wall. And they're harassing him and everything. So the news runs with it. Oh, my God. We got white kids wearing MAGA hats harassing a Native American. Or as they call him, a tribal elder.
What the
fuck? It's 2019.
Yeah,
there's no tribal elders.
Unless you're in a teepee in the Wild West smoking peyote.
Stop.
Yeah, you're not with a tribal elder.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, every tribal elder up at like Mohegan Sun is like Josh Little Bear Greenberg,
right,
or
exactly.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. There's
yeah,
no
suit,
actual, like,
tie, the whole schmear. Yeah. No one's banging a fucking drum.
Well, I love that. Yeah, the what do you call it? The feather hat, and then they're in a suit and tie.
Yeah,
an Armani suit and a wigwam.
Yeah, Armani suit, and they got the little feather on
the wigwam
somewhere.
Or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah,
a wigwam.
Dream catcher.
So, so this goes completely viral. This picture right here was the picture to go with. They were talking about the smugness. Look at his smug, white, privileged look on his face as fucking Sitting Bullshit is batting a drum 2 inches from his face. So they're like, this is terrible. He's an awful human being. It totally shows you the racism of Trump and MAGA and motherfucker. They just can't get off of this.
But he's the one that went up to him, fucking Ringo with Wolves here, and just started banging his fucking drum in his face.
Yeah. Yeah, well, then the story starts really coming out. More video came out, and you realize what actually happened was these kids, like I said, were going to a pro-life rally.
Yeah.
They're all together in one place because they were told to meet there by the adults because a bus was coming to pick them up and take them somewhere. So they said, meet at the Lincoln Memorial. So they all are standing there. The black Israelites, who are amongst the most obnoxious, racist, fucking scumbags you'll ever come in contact with. They're all about harassment, just irritating people and try to get a rise out of someone so that when you confront them, they could call you a racist and shit like that. They're here in New York all the time, and they're just abominable. So they start coming over to the kids and calling them cracker and, like, mocking them.
Yeah.
And mocking one of the black kids that was in with the group of Catholic kids. And so what they did was start cheering and chanting there, like they have some of these songs that they do to get themselves psyched. Yeah, so here it is. Let's listen to this.
Can't stand in a damn sun.
Let me ask y'all something. Y'all want to build a wall for Mexico. When's the last time you ever seen a Mexican, a Hispanic, a Native American, or a Negro shoot up a school?
Yeah, crickets.
Every
crickets.
Day in Chicago.
Crickets.
Yeah. Crickets.
Crickets.
Moon crickets?
Oh, that's right.
Heard that song.
Look at their ass. They ass scattered off of that one.
Yeah, they're afraid of you.
Scattered off of that one.
Well, in fairness, you have to be in school in order to shoot
look
up one.
Ass,
yeah,
Israel.
That's true.
They ass gone off of that.
Yeah, they're going because they're afraid. First of all, they're petrified of you. You're violent. Secondly, that's they're right. afraid to even say anything because they'll be labeled a racist, which they were anyway. So there's a no-win scenario. The Kobayashi Maru. Oh, my God. Anyway, so that happens, right? So they move along, and they start their chant thing, their school spirit thing that they do.
Is that Adrian Brody?
Yeah. So then... the Indian guy just banging his drum with a couple other Indians with him, and they come up to this group.
That's right, Dad.
And the kids said they were just confused. They didn't know if they were with the black Israelites because they don't know what black Israelites are. They just saw black people yelling cracker at them, so they weren't sure. So they just stood there thinking that they were supporting them, the Indians, and started, like, jumping with them and chanting. They were having a good time.
You know, if this was Coachella, it's perfectly fine.
Oh, of course.
But it's in D.C., so it's racist.
Yeah, yeah. So what this white kid does that infuriated everyone so much is he stood there quietly and looked at the guy as he was beating the drum. Didn't say anything, didn't raise his hand. At one point in the video, he actually points to one of his buddies saying, let him play, let him do what he's doing.
What is...
A look alone. A white kid can't look at somebody.
He's not even looking down at him. He's
just
watching
him. That's why he's looking at his eyes, he's looking at the drum. He's like, he didn't know what to do. He was saying he wanted to defuse the situation by doing nothing. He was just going to sit there and stare.
He's also a kid.
Yeah, he's 15.
What's he supposed to do? Wander off into the city?
Yeah. Wander off into D.C.
Yeah. If you think these black Israelites don't like him, wait till there's not cameras.
Right. Exactly. So the media runs with this thing as if there was this horrific... Oh, what is this guy saying? Rewind that.
That's right. And gas that. Say that again, Kane.
All this person getting demonic. Gas came through and calmed all these birds down.
That's right.
All this person got calmed down.
So you got
and gas stepped in front of us.
You've seen the voodoo that you do.
You got the black dudes calling the white kids devils.
Well, that's...
And the white kids that did nothing.
Look how they mock. Serious mockery. Would they let make America great again hats? Serious mockery. Look
so at that. So just wearing the hat is mockery. But they listened to this guy.
That's right.
His description of the devil and the mockery, because everything white people do is evil. This guy wants white people dead, literally.
But the dude is...
And the press ran with that.
The dude who's dressed like he's in a fucking Disney movie playing a genie.
Yeah.
Not anything bizarre.
He walked off a nativity scene.
Looks like a ghetto genie. I give you two wishes. I'm going to keep the third.
I need my taste.
Yeah. I tell you what. One is the lottery and I keep 20%. Kazam.
You can take one wish now.
Yeah.
Or two wishes for 20 years.
Which you won't do.
But I'm going to take one, motherfucker.
How about you wish a pog for this dick?
On the tails of the BuzzFeed thing,
yeah,
this is this is great. It just continues to show how fucked up that people just, you know, they're not reading anything past the first line of whatever article, whatever website. They're reading the first line and they're just like, well, fuck it, I'm running
and
with it.
And they run with it.
Yep.
And the way they run with it is bizarre because it's death threats. It's threats of doxing these kids, exposing their names, which they did. Violence, punch them in the face. And these are blue checkmark Twitter accounts that never get fucking suspended or thrown off for advocating violence against a 15-year-old that literally did nothing. Just did nothing. And it's considered harassment, which just goes to show you the level of expectation that is put on white kids. The level of expectation of behavior on white kids is astounding because he did nothing, but he was harassing people by doing nothing. Meanwhile, you could have a group of another ethnic group of, let's just say, random teens that can run into a store, beat the shit out of the employees and steal stuff, and no one says a word. They're not never held accountable.
They're dreamers.
It's just nothing because the expectation is so low.
Well, that's why that's why suicide is so prevalent to white males, is because they have to live up to an expectation that doesn't exist.
It's amazing.
And nobody seems to make that connection because they can never actually be successful enough without being accused of it being handed to
them.
And also with this group and everybody there, I agree with no one at that whole fucking thing.
Fuck them all.
You want to have an abortion, you get one. Fuck everybody who's standing there. You could drop a bomb on that place and I'd be fine with it. Fuck every one of them. You're all wrong. You're a bunch of shitheads. You should have stabbed each other.
Really?
Like, at least they were in control.
Yeah.
That's what I give them. Like, it's good the kids didn't get stupid.
The kids didn't do anything.
They are allowed to express a view that I don't agree with, and then they got attacked. It's bullshit.
And there are plenty of instances. We got a couple, but there are plenty of instances of people on the left literally assaulting people, physically assaulting people with differing viewpoints, assaulting people that are protesting, holding up signs. Here's something that happened pretty recently. An old guy was during the Kavanaugh hearing, and some old dudes got a sign, and these young people assault him. They start ripping his sign. Now, what is this?
Okay, what's going bad in this little blonde white girl's life?
Oh, yeah. She's been touched.
Besides, well, she certainly has the day off because she's never going to have to work.
Look, smacks the side. Like, there's always violence and way overblown emotion and stuff. They're just psychopaths. So where was the news saying, wow, look at this old guy literally being harassed? Like the kid, I swear to you, he was staring. And then they said, well, it's his face. It's his face.
And that one shithead kid, you're in the friend zone, dumbass. She's not going to fuck you.
Oh, he is trying so hard. Did you see I was dancing with you? Did you see? Can we go out? Okay, never mind.
No. Can I just put the tip in? No?
Yeah, please?
Right. I've been practicing jump roping all week. Go fuck yourself.
We showed him.
Oh.
Yeah, did you see when I smacked his signs out of his hands?
Yeah, it's great. See how he didn't care?
Like, now, if they stood there and just stared at him, what are you going to do? That's their prerogative. It's their right. Just like the kid did. But
see,
like,
that's violence.
Can you imagine if that kid smacked the drum out of the village elder's hand?
Oh my God! It would rain so hard.
Oh my God! Forget about
streets would flood.
God knows what that missed beat might have done. A volcano.
It'd all be frogs.
Could have erupted. Oh my God.
No, but you're right, though. Like, immediately, though, it would be, he'd be doxxed, his parents would be fucking
arrested.
Ruined. Yeah.
Oh, they'd be calling for his arrest. Meanwhile, it's been happening. Antifa goes out and assaults people. That's what they do. They don't allow them to speak openly. They don't allow, those kids are just like, play your dumb drum, whatever. You know, I think he's full of, Tatanka shit. But it's bigger than bullshit.
I wonder if you asked the Native American guys if they even gave a fuck, though. It doesn't seem they do.
It doesn't seem they did. Well, this guy's been in the news before.
One Native American guy?
Yeah, he kind of He's a little rabble rouser, you know. He's got his agenda, and he tries to make it seem like he's a perpetual victim and things like that. So, you know, whatever he's got going, he's got going. But that's no excuse for the media to just go with this and advocate violence. It's just madness.
What I don't get is, like, I wouldn't wear a MAGA hat because, just personally, it's ridiculous.
It's kind of silly.
But at the same time, it's not a Klan hat. It's the hat the president wears. Like, it's not a sign of hate.
And what does it say? It's saying, make America great again. Like, it says, make America great again. Is that so bad? It's a dog whistle.
Yeah, it's it's
new, like, Klan hat. Really? Are they lynching people? Did the Klan stand silently staring at black people when they said things?
No.
I don't think so.
If the cat had a kitty hanging from a tree that just said, hang in there, it would be more suspect.
Right, more suspect.
Than that's a make America cat whistle. Yeah, but it's ridiculous. Who cares?
Yeah. I have never seen a more peaceful group of people than people that wear those MAGA hats.
And
they never confront people. They might debate and get into an argument with people that are debating with them, but I've never seen people that just haul off and, like, knock shit down. Like, it's usually, no, we just got this going, we're cool. And that seems to be what was happening here. But, again, the media ran with it, just like Keith was saying. They fucked up so bad. The BuzzFeed thing was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Kathy Griffin, that fucking... She was advocating doxing this kid and violence against him. Like, all this shit over... I can't stress enough. He just stood there. There was something. I actually saved a picture of a quote that came out of the great George Orwell's 1984. It's stunning how far we've sunk into this. In any case, this is from 1984. To wear an improper expression on your face, to look incredulous when a victory was announced, for example, it was itself a punishable offense. There was even a word for it in Newspeak. Face crime, it was called.
Oh.
That is directly from 1984. He committed a face crime. And that's all there is to it. It's every time I use the word Orwellian, I say I'm using it too much. Then literally Orwellian.
Kathy Griffin has also committed a face crime, though.
That is a face crime.
Yeah. There are a few guilty people.
A hair crime, a body crime, whatever you want to call it. A lot of crime going on there. Yeah, but it's literally a from George Orwell. They didn't like the look on his face as he was doing nothing but peacefully watching this gentleman bang a drum inches from his face.
And he's kind of smiling. Like, you can't take out of the fact that he's an awkward as fuck teenager.
Yeah, he's a teenager. He don't know what to do. But it's that smugness that only white privilege brings. It's the way they jump on that
mug.
And then, you know, you just got shit that goes on every day where people are excused or given the benefit of the doubt because the expectations are so low for them. But the expectations so high for these young white conservatives. From elementary school through college, I went to school with sheltered upper middle class white boys who could devastate with a smirk, a facial gesture that weaponized their privilege. Infuriatingly, you can't fight that fucking smirk with a punch or words. Face crime. It's a fucking face crime.
Also, upper middle class implies working class.
Right.
Hard working class.
Working. And upper is very hardworking.
Yes.
Because you've gotten yourself to the point where you're a little above middle class.
Yeah.
But you're still just a working guy.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable. I really hope they don't lay off on this because, the apologies that are going down now from some of these members of the mass media, the deletion of tweets and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And all these videos started coming out that showed that these kids did nothing wrong. They had to start backtracking. So a lot of them, like stupid SE Cup and all the people at MSNBC.
Yep.
There you go. Here's Kathy Griffin. The reply from the school was pathetic and impotent. Oh, you should know what impotent looks like.
Yeah, any guy in front
of
you.
Yeah, exactly. Is impotent.
Your husband.
Name these kids. I want names. Shame them. If you think these fuckers wouldn't dox you in a heartbeat, think again. Shame them? Name them? For what? They're 15-year-old kids.
Dox who, though? Her? Yeah. The public figure who's fucking with them?
Yeah.
You're already doxed.
What? She just really needs to just disappear. She got a second chance there, you know?
Yeah.
She put out that stupid picture of the head, and everyone got outraged, and she was kind of thrown. She cried. She apologized. That shows how sincere any of these fuckers' apologies are.
And explained how hard she worked to earn $150,000 a night to host New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
She realized nobody can relate to you.
Yeah, yeah. Honest question. Have you ever seen a more punchable face than this kid's? Well, this guy must just be some random guy. Oh, wait, he's got a blue check mark. What does this guy do?
I think he was a former CNN correspondent. Oh, now he does.
Of course he was.
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
I just found a more punchable face.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you didn't know, but that was the top comment to that
was
tweet.
It was,
yeah, yeah, I actually found one. It was his
more
profile
punchable
picture.
Face.
Good.
Like, it's a smiling kid. I don't get all the. Look at how dopey they look behind them. They don't fucking know. They just want to get back to Fortnite.
Dude, the second one of them gets laid, they're not going to give a shit about fucking
oh my God.
Life.
Wiping their jizz cock on that MAGA hat.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what's under the bed to wipe? Oh, yeah, I'll God. Use this. Fuck it. Who cares?
What do you mean you're pregnant? Well, come over here so I can kick you 30 yeah. times in the stomach.
Exactly. So it's gotten way out of hand. And instances like this can't just go away.
No.
We can't just go, all right, well, they fucked up or, you know, they apologize. No, we need to keep remembering that the media is enemy of the people. You don't think that these kids think that the media that painted them as these racist fucking criminals, you don't think they think that they're the enemy of them? They're just kids.
Yep.
They're American citizens. They're exercising their right to assemble. And
yep.
And they did nothing but stare at this guy. And they're painted as criminals and racists. And who knows what's going to happen to this kid if his life isn't ruined. Because that's on the internet forever now. That's it. Regardless of what it says after that, that picture will always be there. And perhaps when a company wants to hire this kid, it's some crazy liberal boss. And he looks at his background and goes, oh, it was this kid? Fuck him. Like you're ruining people's lives by doing this.
Well, I don't know the law, but I mean, maybe it's because they protested, but are you even allowed to take a picture of a kid that young and just put it all over the internet?
I think in public you can.
Can you do it in public?
Yeah, I think if anybody's in public, you could do that. They usually do it out of courtesy.
But to say you should see a more punchable face.
Punchable face.
An adult man.
Dox him. What's the use of, like, why dox somebody? Unless you want violence to happen to them.
Yes.
Like, here's where he lives. Take it away, crazy people.
Exactly.
Like Kathy Griffin's not going to go over there and burn his house down.
No.
But if she fucking puts out what his address is, well, maybe a lunatic will do it for
yeah.
me. That's part of the weapon they use. It really is just astounding. Yeah, yeah. See, now I would be angry at this. That's some anger right there.
It just looks like you don't like the song.
Yeah, I hate that beat.
Yeah, you're like, this is terrible.
Tough. Jesus Christ.
One of you guys play a guitar?
You know any Crosby, Stills, Nash? Yeah, Young?
I'm surprised fucking one of them's not there.
Yeah, I know,
just
right?
Just hear Neil Young in the back.
Ugh, it was annoying, too. It's just, yeah. Do we have any of his, let's hear some of his drumming.
That's before we knew what music was.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear some.
My sign would say, what are you doing tonight?
I can drop my pants as easy as you made me drop these signs.
Oh, there it is. Oh, he's just beating the anthrax off that zebra skin.
I was going to say, what did you make that drum with?
Yeah, the kid's just like.
Where's PETA to protest whatever endangered species is wrapped in that drum?
He's fascinated by his earlobe.
I am, too. You could put 30 earrings in just the left side.
That roast beaver breath, he's fucking...
That one kid's got a bowl cut. These are not adults.
No, they're kids. They're like literally little kids.
You guys are acting like a mob. That's what's going on. Fucking mob mentality. It's awesome because you guys are...
Mob mentality? What? They're standing there. A gathering of people isn't a mob mentality. I wish the mobs were like this. You ever see the mobs that run through malls and go through the fucking stores, punching the fucking salespeople and stealing the merchandise? That's a mob.
Every girl who has this opinion, by the way, looks like that.
And this is the one black kid that goes to the school.
Yeah, who they hate.
Token, you call him Token. Yeah. This is a South Park episode.
Really?
They will absolutely do this. South Park will absolutely cover this.
Photographer has on Will Smith's hat from The Fresh Prince when he goes to private school to match the innards of his jacket. This whole thing is stupid.
Like, I'm waiting for the end.
Why? Look at his scarf.
Now, I can't really sing to it or dance. Look, and they're cheering him.
Notre Dame. Now, is this an Indiana school?
It's Kentucky.
Oh, so he just likes the movie.
State of Kentucky.
Big fan of Rudy.
Yeah, big Rudy fan. Now, what is, like, look, they're totally allowing this guy. Now, I've seen plenty of liberals on college campuses in that situation. They'd have smacked him. They'd have smacked the drum out of his hand. They'd have yelled, "We don't fucking want you here. We don't fucking want you here. Shut up." What is this?
Express
this is
my feelings.
They did it before it even happened.
Get out of here. Did it before it happened.
And then he kissed me.
I forgot about this. Dude, I forgot about this.
I didn't kiss you because I liked you.
This is the best ending.
And then he kissed me. Okay. And the sun began to shine.
That's it. Get off my property.
Randy, I cannot quit you.
Get off my land, you piece of shit.
Don't post that. Do not post that.
There he is.
I forgot
Do
about
not
that.
Not post.
The Indian dude's been stalking him, and then he thinks we should still celebrate Columbus Day. Yeah. So it's a total accident.
That is hilarious. Santa there with the cross, the Columbus hat, just beating on the fucking
of my land.
And the guy's got his phone. Oh, is that perfect?
Oh my
yeah,
God. I forgot
all right.
About that.
They fucking called it already. Brilliant.
So that he's playing Motown on it, and then he kissed me. That's why Trey Parker and Matt Stone are the best, because that's just another example of how they do not give a fuck.
Yeah. You piece of shit. Calls him a piece of shit.
Get off my land. Get out of my country.
Oh, that is not fucking hilarious. Wow. Yeah, so we got that going on. And then quickly, the BuzzFeed thing was all about someone at BuzzFeed reporting that Donald Trump told Cohen, his lawyer, to lie to the investigation and lie during his interrogation, questioning, his hearing, all that bullshit. Just lie and say this and that. And it never happened. There's no evidence. Actually, Mueller came out and said, yeah, there's nothing in here about this. And they're still going like, we believe our source. And again, it's more bullshit that the media ran with, like it was fucking gospel. And they got to be held accountable.
Isn't there a point where you had to have a provable source?
Oh, yeah. You had
a long time.
Yeah. And there was, I don't know if technically there was a thing that said you had to. I think it was something called journalistic integrity.
Ah.
It was a thing years ago called journalistic integrity.
Standards.
And it was a thing, like the journalists had this thing that they wouldn't print something unless it was true. And they had actually, and when they said they had a source, we believed them.
Yes.
Because it was based on the trust we had built up between the people and these journalists. Some of them were looked at as, you know, people that weren't very trustworthy. Others were impeccable, that you would believe them. Our sources tell us, and you're like, all right, he vetted the source. He confirmed the evidence, but for some reason he can't reveal his source. But we're willing to believe old Walter Cronkite because we've believed him.
Yeah.
He hasn't lied to us. We see this. And now it's like that whole trust thing just blows it out of the water. We can't trust a journalist based on his integrity these days. That was the currency of being able to tell a story without revealing a source, was trust. And since that's been fucking gone, they can't put out a story with just a source anymore. They've lost that privilege for us to just automatically believe them.
Yeah.
I automatically don't believe them now.
Yes.
That's what I do. I don't believe anything I hear from the media.
Well, with social media, I don't even know what's a legitimate anything anymore.
No.
I don't believe anything I look at.
Parody, real, sarcasm, satire. It's all in one big shit stew that they've mixed up over the past couple of years.
My friend Brent does this redneck character. It's gotten millions of hits where he just talks
Peter
about
Dunn?
Like, yes. No.
The cable guy?
Kind of. But it's like build the wall and stuff, and he just does it in his backyard. It's got millions of hits, and it's just like it kind of rips on both sides.
Yeah.
He had a college professor reach out to him and say, like, I use this because I use SNL, I'll use, like, the news, and I'll try to figure out, like, try to explain to the class what is parody, and his is the only one that's identifiably, you know, a parody.
It is parody, right,
parody,
right.
Everything else is so agenda-driven. He's I had to find this on YouTube to find something that's actually parody.
It's, when you think it's gotten as bad as it can get, and we've gotten to the pinnacle of anything these days, it just gets worse.
Yep.
And as far as the news media and the distrust and the blatant bias and lying, it keeps getting worse.
Yep.
Fucking amazing. Is Grillo here? Where is he? Send him on in. Steve? Where is Steve Grillo? Oh, look at this. While Steve comes in, I am going to welcome a brand new sponsor here at Compound Media. But is he brand new? Name sounds familiar. You might know it. Steven Singer! That's right. Valentine's Day right around the corner, people. And I'm giving you the perfect opportunity to be a hero this year.
How are you, Dave?
Follow my advice right here and talk to the man people love to hate. I remember this so well. Steven Singer is hated because of his low prices and great quality goods. Philly's most hated jeweler, the one and only Steven Singer. You heard me right. I hate Steven Singer. I hate Steven Singer. What does that even mean? Well, Steven Singer is the most hated jeweler in America because Steven offers a different type of experience, a perfect price every day with no sales, no codes, no gimmicks or other bullshit. Yeah, it is Tatanka shit. Tatanka shit. That's right. This year's Valentine's Day. He's got a real treat for the ladies in your life. Picture this. A real long stem American beauty rose, lavishly and so deeply dipped in pure 24-karat gold. It lasts forever. You heard right, forever. And they start at just $59. This beautiful Valentine's Day rose won't die. It won't wilt like Grandma and Grandpa. It doesn't even need water. This is something unique, something special that's going to last forever. These real roses come with your own personalized love note. I don't know how they get roses dipped in gold. I watched Goldfinger. Sounds like a dangerous prospect. But for some reason, Steven Singer knows how to do it. You get your own personalized love note in Steven Singer's signature gift box, shipped for free, all for just $59. What are you doing, guys? You're going to wait till the last minute, get that crappy Brax candy at CVS, and your girlfriend's going to hate you more than she does right now. And that's hard to do. Go now to IHateStevenSinger.com and see what I'm talking about. You're going to hate Steven Singer. We love Steven Singer, but everyone else hates him. Thank you, Steven Singer, for coming on board. It's been a while. You know, I just thought we had a problem, dude. I thought me and Steven Singer, I haven't heard from you, Steve.
You got my
number. Is there an issue? Problem, dude?
You got my number, Steve.
You got my number. I texted you, Steve. Jesus. You're obsessed.
No pressure, Singer.
No pressure. Steve Grillo.
What up?
Look at you. Looking good, my friend.
Oh, no, I'm not. I look horrible.
Yeah, you look healthy.
No, I'm fat as a house. Come on.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
No, you've always been...
Let's call a spade here. Come on.
My God. Steve Grillo is Steve Gorilla. On Twitter, and the Aftershock XL show.
Yeah, I'm trying, brother.
Yeah.
I'm doing good.
And what is that? Please.
It just, you know what? I got a place, in Midtown Pro Media. They gave me the studio. They're letting me just do my thing.
Awesome.
And I'm not good at compliments, but I'm getting a lot of compliments.
Nice.
People really enjoy what I'm doing. I have a producer now, and, they're going to be doing the same thing here. They're going to have cameras and a green screen. So.
Oh, awesome.
I'm going head to head with you.
Way to go.
Yeah.
The more the merrier. I got no qualms.
No.
I am qualmless.
Well, you're in a whole other realm.
No, well, good to have you on board. We've, of course, we're talking about the bullshit media.
Total bullshit.
A few other things, though, going on besides that. I think we pretty much covered that. It's all shit.
I don't understand this whole controversy with this Indian guy. Is it bullshit? Like,
it's total bullshit.
Yeah. But
it's like crazy bullshit that they're backtracking now so hardcore to try to stay out of trouble, these media outlets. Because these weren't public figures.
Basically, a grown man played a drum really loud in a kid's ear. That's
yeah, and a kid stood there and watched, and the kid is now Hitler.
Yes,
yeah,
literally Hitler.
He's a hero to many.
I had a dream. I went back in time and was having dinner at the Hitlers.
Oh yeah,
awesome.
That should be a movie.
Yeah, my brother was with me in the dream, and he's like, "I'm showing him all around 1940, like this place we were in." And I'm showing, yeah, this is how I got here. This is the machine and everything. And like Hitler and a few other henchmen and whatnot were in some room, but you could see through the glass by a table and stuff. And then my brother goes, what are we doing for dinner?
Yeah,
I go, dinner? We're dining with the Hitlers. Dude, I swear.
Was the TV on by chance when you were sleeping?
Probably, because, dude, it's all I fall asleep to is Hitler.
Well, and there's a new Sam Elliott movie coming out about the guy who killed Hitler who's now hunting Sasquatch to stop a flu.
Interesting.
And it's Sam Elliott, so I'm going to fucking see
it. You're going to watch it.
How do you not watch it?
I know. It's
fucking one of the stars of Roadhouse.
Exactly. Get the
fuck out of here.
Roadhouse.
And as we know from last show we did, I know a little bit about Roadhouse.
Yes, we both quizzed him and
yes,
interrogated a person.
Yes, we did.
I know he wasn't even a real bouncer.
But it's not without the knowledge of fucking Roadhouse. Yeah, so Hitler, I don't know. I watched a couple of, there we go.
Roadhouse.
Me starring in Roadhouse.
There's also Roadhouse 2 with Jake Busey. That's a don't watch.
Oh, that is a must not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No good.
I did watch a couple of movies over the weekend, and one I watched that I was kind of psyched for seeing, and now I understand why they leaked a fake controversy when it first came out in the movie theaters. First Man. First Man, the story of Neil Armstrong, the first man to set foot on the moon.
Supposedly.
Yeah, right. If you believe that bullshit. Yeah. So here it is. What's his name? The googly-eyed actor.
Buscemi?
Gosling?
Yeah. What?
Gosling?
Yeah, yeah. Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling has a googly eye. He's like, you know, what are you going to do? It's googly eyed. I don't think.
Oh, I never noticed that.
Yeah, he's got a little googly eye. You'll never not notice it now.
No.
It's perma-Google.
I'd still fuck him.
Looks like one of those robots in the grocery store. Googly eyes.
It's with one of them.
One googly eye.
So what's the controversy?
Well, the controversy was that they did not include the scene of him actually putting the American flag on the moon. They didn't include that as part of it. And the guy said, well, it's not really a movie about, like, America. It's about Neil Armstrong. And some people were very upset about that. I could give a shit. You know, there's fucking American flags on the 8 billion feet wide on the side of a rocket going up. I think we're fine.
Does that mean we like own the moon?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it's ours, right?
Yeah, we put the fucking flag there. We have all the hardware, all the junk up there. Well, most of it is ours. All the stuff we took up there personally.
True.
It's all ours.
We're on the moon 2 seconds. We're already littering.
Oh, we are. We fucking made a mess of that joint.
We would ruin the moon.
But, like, I'm watching this. I see the trailer and everything. I'm like, I love the space program. I love the whole Apollo program and the moon landing. You watch movies like Apollo 13 and The Right Stuff and all that. So exciting and amazing. One of the most boring fuck movies I've ever seen in my life. How do you make the moon landing boring? They did it.
When they took off, did it really fog up like that?
Oh, I don't know.
I noticed that it fogged up. How disappointing. Yeah.
Oh, maybe it did.
What if you couldn't see through it?
Can't see.
You don't even see the moon.
At the beginning, I think, you know.
You can't even fly right.
You're pretty much just on board for the ride.
That's
when they press the button there.
You don't want a Challenger day.
But you watch.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's pieces of that on the moon still. Yeah.
Now, those,
near it, actually, in Texas.
Those rare scenes of action are cool. Like the actual landing and stuff like that. But what a fucking slow, just boring. Because Neil Armstrong was a boring fucking guy. He was a math nerd.
Yeah.
You know what the difference between Michael Jackson and Neil Armstrong is?
What's that?
Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon, and Michael Jackson liked to fuck little boys. Thank you, Jackie Martling.
Oh, I got a million of them. Yeah, so it was just so slow and boring. And Neil Armstrong, think about it. Guy fucking first guy on the moon. You never heard from him after that. He just went back to his
just
life.
His brothers, and Lance and Louis.
Yeah. He wasn't like, hi, I'm Neil Armstrong, and this is Budweiser. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
he just
that's true.
Didn't do anything. Buzz Aldrin, meanwhile, the second guy to step on the moon, is still fucking trotting around the globe.
Whore.
Yelling and mouthing off.
Why didn't he sell moon pies, at least? Think about that.
He should have.
There were so many things he could have done.
Missed opportunity.
I know, right?
No, totally. He should have
fuck him.
Neil Armstrong should have just, stepped down the ladder and just go, drink Coca-Cola.
Yep. Yeah.
First step on the moon.
Millions.
And then just go to Coke, like, fucking, you owe me so bad.
$1 billion.
It's like, what was the first words on the moon? Drink Coca-Cola. Oh, forever. That would be forever the slogan.
Hail Hitler.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Hail Hitler.
What did he say?
Oh, we told you what to say. That's not on script.
Is there a delay? No. Do you know what year this is?
Send him back to Africa.
Oh, shit.
What did Neil just... Hello? Eagle, are you listening to... What did you just say?
Put him in an ashtray. He's finishing a joke.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Just doing racist jokes.
Oh, my God. Don't let me go
put
there.
Put Velcro on the ceiling. Johnson Space Center here.
You're coming in crooked.
Base. Houston, we have did a... you just say?
Yeah.
Houston, we have a problem. Oh, is something wrong with the rocket? No, he just keeps saying racist shit.
Racist,
over and over.
We need a first words from the moon, and he's fucking just going off.
What is Mike? I can't. He's on the moon.
You should have heard him when he said, at least there's no chinks up here.
Is it an ad for Coke when your joke ends with, I'll just have the Coke?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's it was a boring-ass fucking movie. Like, the whole thing was...
Yeah, I think after Apollo 13, what movie are you going to make? Like, unless you make the one about, like, the lady astronaut who wore a diaper to go kill the guy, I'll watch that astronaut movie.
I want to see the movie about the first people that had sex in space. That would be fun.
Yeah, I watched
that. Yeah, did that happen yet?
Probably.
Like, publicly? Do we know about it?
Just, like, jizz floating around.
Oh.
Yeah,
the, in the Challenger, and it gets in a fucking button.
It would probably smell, though.
Jizz behind the butt.
Like, the second you got out, you'd just be like, it just smells like
sex in here. Yeah. Yeah, there's nowhere for it to go.
No. I you can't just roll down a window and just got to bathe in your pussy.
Tissues floating around. Yeah.
But the whole, also, zero-gravity sex, every time you push, you'd... go backwards.
Yeah.
Because every action, equal opposite reaction, without gravity, you have nothing to hold you there, so your push would actually push you backwards.
Wouldn't the moisture on her also come out?
She's a squirter. Look out.
Little beads of vaginal and penile precum.
Oh, Jesus.
Floating around the capsule.
There's no room to hide, man.
Stuck in all the buttons.
You go to
can't get the parachute.
You go to jizz on her face. It just goes into yours.
Oh, backfire.
Oh, my God.
This is what I signed up for.
What I'm saying is let's make this movie.
Yeah. That movie needs
just
to be
go
made
pitch it.
By us.
Just need to, is if Harvey Weinstein gets back into producing his
first project back.
Yeah, yeah. While you jerk off in that plant, let me tell you my idea.
Interns in space.
Well, they beat us again. The Russians are the first to have sex in space.
Good thing it wasn't the Germans. It just cuts to a guy in a priest outfit shitting on a
nun. Oh, just a lot of shit. A lot of Scheiser videos.
Oh, man.
Fucking a space chicken.
This is like a rocket filled with mud.
When I was on the Stern show, somebody called up and goes, they
you were on the Stern show?
Who's that? somebody, there was a chicken video of someone fucking a chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And at one point, the chicken sounded like Jackie Martling laughing. So Howard would play that clip all the time. So when people would call up so upset, sounds like he's killing the chicken. I was like, no, actually, the chicken's getting fucked, lady.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
I
having
think
fun.
He was killing it, though, at the same time. Yeah. Like, you heard him going, and then it's like, oh, my Jenny.
Yeah, I always feel like the animal getting fucked isn't enjoying itself.
No.
Well, how do you know it's not?
I don't, but I
there's
just
a
feel
size
like
you have to go. If a guy decides he's going to climb up on a tree stump and try to fuck a horse,
yeah,
a horse don't give a shit.
No.
You ever see horse cock?
Yeah.
You're not competing with that.
Yeah, Jim Norton made us put on that video, and I watched it kill a man.
Yeah, he was skewered by a horse cock.
Yeah, we call that cock the rib tickler.
Yeah. And the guy died. So I don't think, you know, I know guys have been arrested for fucking a horse. It's disturbing. It's fucking, like, sick. But I don't think it's animal cruelty at that point.
Yeah.
If you're fucking like a goddamn Yorkie,
yeah,
there's a problem. Yeah. You're probably doing some damage.
That's like a horse fucking a dude.
Yeah. And then those little things are...
No wonder why they're so angry.
I know.
And those little things.
That's why those Shih Tzu's eyes are popped out.
Yeah.
Getting donged on the
range. Yeah, they've just been getting fucked so long.
How did we get here?
I don't know.
It's usually where we end up, though.
Oh, yeah.
New Zealand, they fuck sheep, is what I hear.
Yeah.
From New Zealand.
That's what I do.
They have like this method to fuck a sheep that they've, I guess, cultivated over the course of generations. You take the sheep to the edge of a ravine.
Mm-hmm. And so it pushes back.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you put the back legs of the sheep, you wear real high like mud boots. You
okay.
Put the back legs in your boots. And then you walk the sheep to the edge, and it starts pushing back. And you're like, yeah, you fucking love it.
Isn't a hooker so much easier, though?
Like,
yeah, but you
can't get her feet in your boots.
Yeah. And you never can tell what a sheep charges.
Yeah,
can you imagine? Like,
no.
Why?
No, exactly.
Why?
Yeah, the lack
of
women.
You take it out of the boot, out of your boots and then push it over so it
and
never
then just,
tells
so it doesn't
anyone.
Rat you out.
So it doesn't rat you out.
Just
you'll never tell a soul.
Dead sheep. Father's like, what the?
Who keeps killing my sheep?
Why is there a pile of sheep down at the ravine?
Yeah, I don't understand why I'm a sheep. Or
better make coats, I guess. They're all suicidal for some reason.
And they all have Dr. Scholl stuff on their
very
back feet.
Their anuses look perforated.
They're all wearing socks.
Their ass fucking.
I'd assume.
You are sick.
How do you even...
You crossed the line.
Yeah.
I don't even know what hole you're in. Don't you just go where it ends up?
I think. Oh. I've heard, though, that sheep vagina is the closest you'll get to human vagina.
Is it? Is
as
it,
far as the look and feel goes.
Is it like a 70s bush?
Yeah, I would think that wool thing.
Yeah, very woolly.
Had a guy call up one time. He goes, you know what I like to do? I like to put a cantaloupe in the oven at 325
for
15 minutes and then poke a hole in it. It's just like a vagina. I was like, dude. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if I'm eating a vagina and have to spit seeds out,
yeah, you're in the wrong.
I think it's exactly.
You're in the wrong hole.
Yeah. I also never had to wait for a vagina to cool off so I don't burn my.
Right, right. Don't burn your dick on that. Wow,
it's so hot. You got to put a cold cloth on it.
Yes. Yeah. I've heard some of those the ways guys over the years have pleasured themselves, and none of them are very good.
I saw a great meme. It said, it's got to be interesting to work in a hospital because at the same time somebody's dying, there's somebody being born, and there's also a guy with a Barbie rammed up his ass getting it in another room.
How do you get a light bulb up there, bro?
It was so profound up until that.
I know. Yeah. That's what I love. It's true.
Yeah.
There's always one person that's like, I slipped and fell on a zucchini.
I was almost touched there for a second.
And then I watched a documentary. I watched the documentary. I remember the story back in the 80s here in New York. There was this kid, and he found his twin. He found his twin brother. And they made this amazing story like, oh, my God, they were separated at birth when they were adopted by two different families. And they found each other, and they met, and made the papers and everything. And then
they were fucking in a gay porn theater.
Yes, there's the twist.
Oh, what?
No, I'm kidding. Oh,
that would have been a good movie, though.
Yeah. I love how Grillo's goes like, really? And I'm like, it's Dave. It's Dave.
Stupid.
You have to know Dave.
Wait, so we never did. Did you talk about the last time we hung out? At the Comedy Cellar?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
That's old hat.
All right. So, I had your back that night, though.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
Because with two of his goons.
Against John Stewart.
No, but his.
Sorry, wow.
Two of his friends got up.
Both with a breadstick. From the
Two of his friends got up, were standing behind you. I don't know if you saw that.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't. See, I had your back.
I saw bitches.
Ah, plenty of them.
These two guys, they meet up. The newspapers think it's a great story. And then this guy's reading the story, and he goes, wow, these two guys look like Dave. And he shows Dave, and Dave goes, yeah, I was adopted years and years ago.
Holy fuck.
And they were triplets put up for adoption by this the same adoption company.
Yeah.
They were separated triplets. And then this fucking story takes the weirdest turn. It turns out they were doing a psychological experiment. So they looked for triplets and twins and whatnot and separated into three families, like lower class, middle class, and upper class, and then kept going back years and years with film and recorders and tests, and would test the kids instead of keeping them together at birth or letting them know. They knew they were brothers and never told them that you have a twin or a triplet brother out there for years until they were in their teens.
Are you serious?
And they accidentally found each other, and then they had to stop the experiment. It was literally an experiment. By the way, oddly enough, Jewish people conducted these experiments. This has Nazi written all over it.
Fucking Jews, I tell
like
you.
Fucking like Hitler shit. And it was, but what a weird fucking story. And then tragically, one of the brothers kills himself.
Really?
So you don't bother watching it.
No, there's the end.
He kills himself out of depression, and he always felt like he had missed out on life with his family and his brothers.
He was the middle class guy.
let me think. Which one was he? Dave, I think, or Ed? Eddie was the one that killed himself. Yeah, but they went around. I remember this because in the 80s, they were like this pop culture thing for 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah, they were all over. It was just Donahue that they were on.
Yeah, Donahue and all the talk shows. Newsday had them in there all the time. They were always out in the city doing things, dressed alike. And it's pretty fucking weird, man, that it was literally an experiment, a mental and physical experiment. The guy that ran it wanted to see if they thought it would be a great opportunity to distinguish nature and nurture. To see, look, we have genetically, there are three kids that are pretty much identical. And you place them with different families, and then we could see how they, if they differ based on their upbringing.
And they bet $1.
$1. Yeah, it was sort of a Boys from Brazil thing. You ever
see
that movie?
Though. Yeah, yeah.
With Joseph Mengele.
Yeah.
Gregory Peck playing Joseph Mengele. My favorite line in that movie is when that woman comes up to him at the party and goes, "Shut up, you ugly bitch!" Find Gregory Peck, "Shut up, you ugly bitch." It's a great movie. It's the Boys from Brazil. They all had those
blue, I've seen it, yeah, yeah.
Contact eyes. They figured they cloned Hitler, but they figured you can't just clone someone and they're going to be who that person was. They had to make him grow up in exactly the same circumstances. So his father was killed or something, Hitler's dad or something.
Yeah.
So they had to do that to all these parents that this kid was placed with and everything. So, yeah, here it is.
What year is that movie?
Get a doctor!
I am a doctor, idiot.
Don't you come near him!
Shut up, you ugly bitch.
It's like Dr. Smith in drag.
Oh, totally.
Shut up, you ugly bitch.
Oh, dear, boy.
Oh, dear. It's Dr. Mangula. Young William, run! To try to dye your eyeballs. I watched that Nazi hunter thing too. It's like a Nazi fugitives or something, and it's all these Israelis that try to find these Nazis after so many years.
Yeah,
I was watching Klaus Barbie last night.
Yeah, they found that dude. He was free and clear for like 10 years, and then they found
Dr. Mengele. Mengele wound up dying down in South America. They all went to South America.
Yeah.
But I didn't know Klaus Barbie after the war. Like, he knocked around Germany for a little while under an assumed name. He was the butcher of Lyon in France and just killed so many fucking people. Imagine if you were a real butcher in Lyon. And you're like, oh, there's the butcher of Lyon. Hey,
yeah.
Calm down. I'm literally a butcher.
No, I serve meat, man. Leave me alone.
Trying to kill as many Jews.
Yeah. So he
I need my title back.
He was in South America, but he was in Europe. And after the war, like 2 years after the war, the Cold War starts up. And America just kind of forgets everything about Nazis and is concentrating on the commies. And we actually used him. He was like an agent for the United States, Klaus Barbie.
Really?
Yeah. When that came out, it's kind of like, ooh, well, we did use a few of those Nazis for the space program.
Boy,
was one of them. We used a lot of Van Braun. He was one of the guys we brought over. And we kind of went like, that whole Nazi thing, we're willing to give you a pass.
Yeah, these things
on that one. But they got Barbie. They brought him back to France and tried him, and he got life. But some of them get fucking killed. It's pretty amazing. And they don't stop. Like, we just had that recent story of that Nazi guy from Queens.
Yeah, 2018.
They don't fucking stop. Dude, that was years ago.
Yep.
And nope, fuck you. We're
going
out to
town. Even caring at that point?
Oh, my God.
You're like, all right.
I kind of fucking forget shit that happened last week.
I know.
Like, it's not that important. I guess it's pretty important, though.
Yeah, yeah. It was a big deal.
It was kind of a big deal.
Does he go to jail after all those years?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, war.
Actually, he should, but I'm just saying, like, he's 90, you're going to put him in jail. Like.
Old guys, they have a hard time executing because it's a bad optic, I guess, even though they were fucking ruthless.
Yeah.
But they're just kind of, you know. I'm surprised there are so many Holocaust survivors left. You think a period of life would take a few years off the tail end?
Yeah, like smoking. Just stress alone would have.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of stress.
Kicker. Yeah.
I would say being in a concentration camp, probably stressful.
Like, how do you even put him to death? Just like,
yeah,
give him too much fucking Metamucil?
What?
Imagine every day you wake up, you're waiting for this or this.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That's stressful.
Yeah.
That's stressful.
I kind of feel the same way about my life.
Yeah. You know what, though? You don't have the stress of picking out clothes.
That's true.
You gotta take the good while you can. It's always striking.
They say Steve Jobs did that. He wore the same thing every day because he didn't want to make that decision and waste time.
Yeah.
So he went with dressing like a sprocket every day of his fucking life.
Now it's time we dance.
Yeah, he looked every day. Black turtleneck and pants. Like, and pancreatic cancer, like all three.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like a cartoon character.
Yeah, he just, but that was what he did to avoid that decision.
Same fucking clothes on. This kind of goes back to what we were talking about before, but a rapper, what's his name? Cash Bentley, yo.
What?
You know Cash Bentley?
No, I don't want to know.
Detroit?
Yeah.
No, I hope not.
Bentley. Not these days.
Well, and you wouldn't say Bentley.
Yeah.
Cash Chrysler.
Cash Bentley went into
Cash Toyota.
A McDonald's, and he saw a bunch of kids with the MAGA hats on. And he just, like, this is harassment. This is fucking harassment. Not standing there. So they got the MAGA hats, and they're really young kids. How much of a tough guy are you going up to these poor little bastards with their little hats on? Look at this.
Look at these niggas with the fucking hat on. Let me see your hat. Let me see your hat.
Look.
You and you is bitches. Oh, God, you niggas can get knocked the fuck out right now. Look at your fucking hat, nigga. You's retarded.
Rats.
Fucking retarded.
Hey, Bubba, hey, Bubba, hey, Bubba.
Look at the ass.
Hey, Bubba.
Oh, sorry, ass.
Hey, Bubba. Fucking crackers, nigga. Y'all ass can get beat the
Like, just where's that?
Two album sales from the white middle class that all buy rap music.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, good luck there. Death Row Records.
Death Row.
Yeah, like, where's that on the news? Like, where's that to show, like, those kids just were standing there petrified. Petrified.
This is the norm now. This is he's right. And today's standards, he's right. They should be yelled at.
Oh, they shouldn't be wearing that hat. Yeah. Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
Who does Cash Bentley think makes Bentleys and drives them?
Yeah.
Crack-ass crackers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I break it to you. But,
Bentley? Cash Bentley.
Yeah, I'm Cash Bentley.
Whose picture's on all the cash?
You can't make this shit up.
Crack-ass crackers.
Pay me in cash because I don't want to pay taxes. Bentley.
Cash Bentley. What a douchebag.
Dude, I hate all of them now so much. Mumblecore rap is the worst. Fuck all of you. Well, that's what it is now. Just
mumblecore.
All I have to do is sound like I'm rapping.
Yeah.
Get a good beat.
It is terrible.
It's worse, man. Yeah, just.
Maybe, you know, maybe you just don't get it.
Yeah. It's what we're doing.
Sucks.
It's called not trying.
Yeah.
You don't get it. God, I fucking hate everything.
Yeah, it really is.
Why is he at a mall hanging out at McDonald's harassing people?
Harassing really youngsters. Yeah.
You remember NWA back in the day hanging out at fucking Wendy's?
Yeah. Harassing young white kids. Yeah. Kids are wearing the same scarf. Like their mom bought them the same scarf.
Right.
It's so... Like, look at these nigga ass bitches. It's like, really?
Like, actually, we're doing a school play. We're,
yeah.
You know.
Mom.
Yeah,
you come pick us up. I don't want to stay here. Negroes are yelling at us.
Cash Bentley's yelling at me, Mom.
Bentley.
Mom, there's an N-word calling me the N-word. And I don't know how to react. What do you do in that situation?
What is going to, like, is that going to change anyone's mind? Like, the kids are just now going to be more fucking prejudiced and just get to that point where they're, like, they're going to be cautious and fearful in front of black people because that fucking asshole is threatening. Oh, punch! You need to be punched in the face. You need knocked out. Fucking assholes, man.
I just hate everybody. I also, again, like we were talking about earlier, I hate the two kids in matching scarfs in the food court.
Yeah, too.
Them true. Stupid hats and their stupid scarves.
I agree. Someone should punch all three of you.
Stupid
Word.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, there's... Mother, I saw somebody today with skin that was darker than
it. It looked like the lady who cleans here.
Oh, Jesus.
It looked like the one who father bangs.
Why was he allowed to talk to me?
Ironically, yeah, their fucking chauffeur's waiting outside in a Bentley.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Cash Bentley.
Motherfucker. Why, you motherfucker?
They're just scared kids. What? Like, why are you
yeah,
a hardcore?
Just scared fucker.
It's not hard. Well,
this is how they get Twitter followers now, because we're talking about it. Now people are going to look them up on Twitter, and they're going to get followers. This is how it happens.
Probably. Yeah, any news is good news. You know, any publicity is good publicity.
Is two gay MAGA scarfs a fucking Twitter handle yet?
Cash Bentley.
Cash Bentley.
Well, there is some good news, though, happening. The Cash Me Outside girl is blowing up the makeup game. I guess it's a real success. Huge sales.
The one we just mentioned
the
other
day. We just mentioned it. Yeah.
Because you guys mentioned that last week.
Yeah.
I looked online to see what this was.
Oh, because we mentioned it.
list. That's and why I wanted you to buy it. Yeah, that's why you looked
so
it
there's all these YouTube influencers that started their own makeup lines, and they're making millions of dollars too. Yeah. And you don't know any of these names.
No, no.
They're in
YouTube,
the major
YouTube
makeup
stars.
Stores.
But Cash Me Outside Girl, Danielle, she's the big hit now. Let's see what she has to say. Oh my God.
She should be
she's
doing porn.
The queen of this whole makeup thing. Is that who you're coming for? You coming for her head?
Hey, listen, I ain't coming for nobody. I'm just doing my own thing. If it gets bigger than other people, it gets bigger than other people. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, I'm 15. I'm just starting this. I'm just getting into it.
So, you know, she's a billionaire, right? Is that what you're going for?
I mean, I'd love to be a billionaire. Sure, why not?
Yeah?
Who's going to turn that down? But...
Yeah. You think it'll be bigger? And then after that, a millionaire.
I fucking hope so. I could see it.
Maybe. Then a billionaire.
Bigger than Kylie?
Maybe.
Yeah. Rihanna? What about Rihanna?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
I would love for it to get as big as it could get. I don't want to shit on nobody, but you know. What happens is what it happens.
Uh-huh. Are you cool with them? You guys?
I love Rihanna.
Yeah.
I love Rihanna. Yeah.
Okay. Don't love Kylie, though, huh?
Hey, listen. It's not even like that. It's just like...
Kylie the nails.
For what? Like, she's cool.
100%
like, yeah, young me
likes
talk shit about everybody else. But
this
like,
makes the fucking.
I don't know, I used to talk shit about everybody. I didn't care,
romance.
But like. It's just.
Like,
I don't,
exactly
I
right.
I problem with yeah. the girl. I just don't like worship
it, it's
her.
It's so
but,
much
like,
fucking.
Yeah, except you know, the part.
You're not
that
going
boot.
Soft on us now, are you, bad
oh,
baby?
No, 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 no. Like no, no, no. Here, let me explain this to you. I've grown up a little bit to where I.
That's upsetting.
Don't come for people who don't come for me.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if she has something to say, or anybody has
look
something to say,
nails,
okay,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you what I have to say back. But
I
I'm not going to run
with
say
age.
Shit.
Have you hung out with her at all?
1 year.
Like, cool,
she's mellowed.
No? She hasn't sent an invitation, huh?
What am I doing wrong?
I growed up.
I
what a horrible
anyway,
way to look
I
when you're doing a makeup line. She's got
Hollywood.
No makeup on. And she looks like any one of my little guinea cousins that come over the house. For fucking
yeah, that's true. She might get mad at you for stepping into the makeup game. You just don't know.
Hey, what's up? Give a fuck about
how old do you think
shit?
She'll
be she
when she
be
gets a hysterectomy from genital warts?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't give a shit. It's always your own man about the motorboat.
I got these nails and shit.
I don't know what to
do. I could be a billionaire. I don't care. I could tell you where you are.
I'll sell you makeup.
How much money is that?
That seems like a lot of zeros. Zeros also look like Cheerios.
There she is with, yeah.
Should you be allowed to dress like that at the Angel Wings?
I don't know. She's fit ain't.
This is the first thing you see in hell.
15.
No.
Harvard.
At all.
Harvard.
No. Taking her. Oh, Jesus. I swear.
See, that's that.
How is this legal?
It's like that at 15.
I don't want to look.
It's crazy.
McDonald's.
I don't want to be.
I think this was like a year ago. This is kind of illegal. No.
Yeah.
She doesn't get totally naked.
It's nice to know they're still making herringbone chains.
My boyfriend gave me that.
Yeah. He loved me.
He loved me.
He's 38 years old.
He gets out of prison next week.
I'm going to be there waiting.
Yeah.
I'm going to go right back in me and back into slam 'em.
I'll tell you, wherever she grew up, they need to bottle that fucking water and start selling it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
God,
she got a grill in now?
She got her grill in.
Oh.
This shouldn't be
legal. Yeah. What is she doing?
She's making money right now.
God.
This is how you make money these days.
That was an old video.
It's like, horrible. Like that with
she,
the grill
she was
in.
So much different then, and she thought differently, and you know.
Oh God!
Last fucking spring. Oh God! Fucking people.
Her mom brought her on a show.
Yeah.
To make her not so garbagey.
Right, right. Her mom brought her on Dr. Phil to straighten her shit out, and now. Well, she's going to make $1 billion.
She's eating a lot of Cheerios.
Yes.
Yeah, motherfucker.
And again, South Park predicted it with the...
I do what I won't.
I do what I won't.
Yeah, fucking great.
Whatever you...
This story kind of ties in To Catch a Predator. Remember, of course, Chris Hansen hosted that. We talked about Chris and his money woes last week. To Catch a Predator star Chris Hansen arrest draws out history of financial woes and complaints.
Ooh.
I didn't know this was going on. Former TV host Chris Hansen arrest for allegedly bouncing checks isn't catching some of his past supporters off guard. The ex-fans say they donated to the Emmy winner's 2015 Hansen versus Predator Kickstarter campaign for a reboot of his famous To Catch a Predator series and never received their promised perks. What were they supposed to get? Like, cup? I think mugs, right? Those mugs and vinyl stickers?
The Predator?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm disappointed, but not surprised, said Giancarlo Genova, who gave a $40 to the Kickstarter. The 24-year-old graphic designer from Bristol told Daily News he admired Hansen before the Kickstarter debacle, but now believes he was conned. He said he never received a signed glossy photo promised for his donor level or any information at all about his early VIP access to the new episodes. I love watching To Catch a Predator. He watches them on MSNBC, the reruns, and definitely wanted to do anything he could to keep it going.
What's the VIP package?
I don't know what the VIP package
is. They let the predators in the area know where they're going?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Here's your shirt and hat.
We'll tell you what house we're going to be at.
Who wants To Catch a Predator
so you don't
mug?
Come here.
Yeah, I know. I
love it.
Looking for something.
I love my morning coffee with my To Catch a Predator mug.
I like to drink iced tea out of it that was left for me by a 13-year-old.
They always want cookies. So you like some cookies? Yeah, come in. Sit down.
Yeah, sit down. Iced tea.
Got a bit of a sweet tooth. And I fuck kids.
This guy donated $30, and he said, understanding we get exclusive behind-the-scenes content and first access, look, access to digital episodes that never happened. Instead, Hansen versus Predator became a segment hosted by Hansen for the syndicated TV series Crime Watch Daily. It was weird. We paid the money, and we're told we could get a digital copy first. Then it went to Crime Watch, and no one got the episodes that they were promised. I'm disappointed. Yeah, he apparently owed money to a lot of people. He bought a vet, I guess, and stopped making payments on it pretty quickly. Where is that? Oh. Last May, credit company Ally, I think I use them. I don't know.
I do too.
Filed paperwork claiming Hansen borrowed more than $65,000 to buy a 2014 vet convertible. Started default on the monthly payments of $1,162.08. Starting in November 2017.
Thanks, separate court. Discount.
His house in Stamford was a subject of a strict foreclosure, not a sale, with an astounding outstanding debt of $1,074,000 and change. Records show the home is now owned by the bank. Hansen, meanwhile, successfully raised nearly $89,000 for more than 1,000 people with his Kickstarter campaign. And that's why the people are angry. And then the, of course, the bounce check is what got him put in jail, for a couple hours. And I didn't know what happened.
What vet did he buy for that? I'm trying to figure out.
2014. So it was a used one. It couldn't have been one of the.
For 64 G's though. I mean, it had to be pretty nice. I'm trying to think of which one it would be. The 08, they had the Z, wow, that's a fucking.
Why, what, the Z08?
I feel like that's a hell of a purchase when you're when you don't have
when
any.
You're
money.
On the fucking balls of your ass.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, I'll just buy this to keep it looking like I have money.
Buy that so I could pick up girls at the high school for for sex.
Have you girls ever had sex in a vet?
It's not easy. Have sex in a vet. Poor guy.
Dude, I can't believe though. Like,
I didn't know he was so fucking down on his luck. I'd have tossed him a few bucks.
I think he was in luck, but then he just didn't
do well. He just kind of
he didn't like he didn't have any controversy like half these other people do. Like
well, he had a cheat on his wife thing.
Well, that's not like he's trying to fucking
divorce
intern or anything.
Hang around all those girls,
right? Yeah, yeah. He was fucking the. Wouldn't that be good though? To, if you're a pedophile, you just fuck the decoys they use.
Yeah, exactly.
They look 14, but they're of age. Mm-hmm. So find yourself a decoy.
Exactly.
One of those fucking.
Let me write that one down.
Find decoy.
You look nice in pigtails.
Yeah. Note to self.
Oh, punky.
Find decoy.
Those braces are working for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll give you an extra few years as a a girl who's also the
braces just make you 12.
Oh, the braces, it does.
It's 58 years old.
Ridiculous. Like the fucking stripper in The Sopranos. I got kickers, Ralphie's.
Yeah.
Got her braces. Look, braces. Yeah. All right, man, get back to fucking work.
Yeah, she's going to beat you and the baby out of you.
Yeah, yeah. Smack you in the Christ. Head. Bash your head against the fucking guardrail. Oh, so terrible. She was so cute.
Oh.
The Razzie Awards, of course, whenever the Oscars are near, we hear about the Razzies. And this year, the worst picture nominees, one of our favorites, are in there.
Mm.
John Travolta.
Gotti.
Yes.
Eesh.
This could... I have not seen the other entries here. I guess the Happy Time Murders.
It's shit.
You saw that one?
I hated it more than Gotti.
Wow.
What about First Man?
First Man was dull as fuck.
Yeah.
Just bore fest.
But Happy Time Murders was Jim Henson's son, and it was supposed to be Dirty Muppets. So
oh, right. Yeah. That one.
The
Ugh.
Whole thing was supposed to be like, you know, but they didn't know what the... They just did what puppeteers would think is funny.
Now, wait. Go back. Go back to that. Which one's the Muppet?
I don't know.
I
the one on the left.
I think... The fake Muppet hair.
Dude, the one in the middle should have been Gotti, honestly.
Yeah,
yeah, that would have been
more convincing. Yeah. So that and Watson then, movie with...
The Holmes and Watson, from the get-go, I just heard such horrible things about that movie. Like, unfunny, terrible. And those are two funny guys.
I feel that all they do, though, is wink at the camera, though, now.
Yeah, that is a very kind of just, hey, look at us.
They're trying to outdo Step Brothers, and that was, like, a great movie. But they were over the top and funny, but in that, they're, like, trying to, like, relive that, and you can't do that.
No, you can't. Well, there's, of course, Melissa McCarthy.
It's so bad.
Oh,
look, I genuinely do think she's funny. Like, that's why that movie, like, really sucked.
Worst actor.
Oh, worst actor. John Travolta, Will Ferrell, Johnny Depp.
Why would Bruce Willis?
Donald J. Trump.
Death Wish was good. I don't give a fuck what they say.
Like Death Wish.
Because it didn't fit the format of what Hollywood wants.
No, and that's as far as acting goes, he just had to be, miserable.
Yeah.
Worst supporting actor, Jamie Foxx in Robin Hood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fair.
Joel McHale, John C. Reilly, Justice Smith, Jurassic World. I have not even seen that one. I was such a Jurassic Park fan.
I heard it's shit.
Sequels, and now, it's been on demand for so long, and I just don't even give a shit.
Well, I heard it takes all the science and fun out of Jurassic Park, like everything you liked about it, and it just...
Yeah, that was all... The first one was all the... Yeah, the science part was like, wow.
Dino DNA.
A dinosaur. Marcia Gay Harden, didn't she kill someone?
Probably.
Is she the one that ran over somebody?
Her career?
You Hollywood stars kill people. Yes.
It is officially dead.
Kelly Preston and Gotti. Well, Gotti could run away with it.
Slender Man was garbage.
Mm-hmm. Screen combo. all right, Johnny Depp's just terrible.
What is
everything now? Kelly Preston and John Travolta.
What is Johnny Depp up for? What shit movie?
Lone Ranger.
Sherlock Gnomes.
Stop.
What?
It's an animated. He did the voice of.
Oh God.
If you handed me a script called Sherlock Gnomes, I would hurt you.
Yeah.
What if Johnny Depp was in it, though?
You beat your agent.
But Johnny Depp, I don't know, is it pre-punch his wife in the face, Johnny Depp? The problem with Johnny Depp is he just does an impression of somebody for movies now.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all he does.
Oh, is this Sherlock Gnomes?
It's the gnome movie, and he's the character.
Who the fuck adventures we're gonna have?
Look, there's a pool.
I guess if you got kids. But even
I'm okay.
So.
Excuse me.
Oh my, Katie, that
my
is just...
God.
How are you doing?
I've made it to
court. Fart jokes. Look out.
Humans coming.
Judges, everyone.
They were supposed to live happily ever after.
But then what happened?
Is in danger.
Johnny Depp.
Julia.
The woman who owned them got some dick.
Evil white people.
Took all.
What the fertilizer?
I'm Sherlock Gnomes, sworn protector of garden gnomes.
You mean, except for the one you literally just broke.
Broken? Who's broken?
Oh, dude. All right, I can't even watch anymore. I was being hypnotized by it. Being taken in.
I'm just upset now.
Like some type of evil had gotten to me. Wow, that looked terrible.
My acid reflux is back.
Imagine that. Poor parents. You poor fucking parents.
I wouldn't bring my kid to see that.
Sit through that shit.
I brought my kid to see Bumblebee because my kid's fucking awesome.
Yeah?
It was great.
Yeah, one of those Transformer movies.
Yeah, because Michael Bay didn't fucking ruin it.
Yeah.
Like he did everything he touches. It was non-Michael Bay. It took place in the 80s. It was enjoyable.
Okay.
The fight scenes in the Transformer movies just go, they're like a half an hour.
They don't make sense, any of them. And then there's dinosaurs? Fuck it all.
Dinosaur. Yeah, I can't imagine. I think the last time I had to go to a movie, me and a Jill Nicolini, we actually took Keith's kids to the movies, and we took them to Dave and Buster's and a movie. I think it was that Kung Fu Panda.
Ah.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, how do parents do this? Like, how do you sit through this? It's god awful. Wasting time.
Did you have a gun on you?
Probably.
It didn't go in your mouth?
Yeah. I know. It was a toss up. The projectionist or my own mouth. Yes. Yeah, it was. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah,
I haven't been to a movie. Even movies I like, I won't go to the theater because it's just a pain in the ass. But a kids' movie, little snotty, slimy, sticky, fucking yelling rats.
I love children. My kid.
Yeah.
Where's Chris Hansen?
Yeah. No, we're good at home. But yeah, the other kids in the theater I could give a fuck about.
Yeah.
They're all monsters, in my opinion.
Oh, just monsters. They're terrible.
My kid's great. The other ones, you don't give a shit about other people's kids.
No, as well you shouldn't.
Yeah.
It takes a village. Shut up.
Yeah, it does not. Nobody. Yeah, that does not work anymore. I'm not going to hand my kid off to a stranger and go, it takes a village.
Village. Please.
Take him out to your truck.
Fucking maniacs that come back trans.
Well, yeah, if the village is going to convince him not to do that, I'm on board.
I decided while babysitting that your child is trans and we need to exit. Psh, psh, psh. It's you punching them in the face. If you didn't know.
More of a gunshot sound.
Yeah, that too.
And then me digging a hole.
First hole I ever fucking dug. Deep Discount. We're talking about movies. You want movies? You want movies? You go to deepdiscount.com. A new year and our great loyal sponsor returns so fans can keep saving money on all their favorite TV shows, movies, and a lot more. Don't waste time searching. Oh, my God. How much time you spend just searching in front of that dumb TV, searching on demand. It's never there. And then you find something and it's digitized and pixelated and buffering. Or they edit the whole thing. They edit out some of the best parts. Yes, they do. So here's what you need to do. Buy it yourself. Own it. And watch it whenever the hell you want at deepdiscount.com. You'll always have it. It's right there with you. Own your favorites. Watch whatever you want. Just go see for yourself. Click on that Deep Discount logo right there on our website. And you get so many choices. And right now, the prices are even lower on 4K Ultra HD titles, including the 35th anniversary edition of Christine. 35 fucking years. Jeez. It's never nice to hear that shit. 35 years. It's based on the Stephen King chilling bestseller, Christine, the red and white 58 Plymouth Fury that destroys anyone who gets in her way. Of course, Deep Discount has new releases, too, out this week. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no. No movie?
First Man.
Oh, no.
Neil Armstrong. And the legendary space mission he took part in. Oh, my God. Get an almost first-person sense of what it must have felt like to be the first human to walk on the moon.
You can't make this shit up.
My God. Buy your coffee now for a really great price. Maybe you're awake.
Okay.
You need to get up early the next day. You pop that in. Click on the logo found there on the website. Be good to yourself. So they know Chip sent you? Is this Chip's copy?
I guess so.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That movie was fucking great. Neil Armstrong. What about his legs? I was with, wait, Neil Leg Week. Fucking Lim Yuma, 20 minutes.
Stand go. Leg week.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Garrett. Support our great sponsor and watch whatever the hell you want when you want to watch it. Check it out right now. Thank you, Garrett.
Thank you, deep discount.
Thank you, Garrett. Oh, my God. Out of all the fucking movies that are out, you had to pick that one? Yep, they had to put that one on. I'm interested to see Chip's take on that. Fuck yeah. Other things going on, of course. There's always plenty of stuff. Oh, Jesus. This one, I saw this, and it was presented like cops point gun at child. I'm like, all right, let me see this. Apparently, the police were arresting the father in a pickup truck with his wife and a couple of kids. Maybe it wasn't a pickup truck. Maybe it was an SUV. I'm not sure what it was. But they do what they do. They pull him over, and if it's a serious thing, they don't know anything at this point. So they draw their guns. They go, driver, step out of the vehicle. Walk backwards towards me with your hands in the air. And they do that whole thing. And then they go, passenger, again. And they do the same thing because they don't know how many people, who's in there, or what have you. Well, in this adorable little turn of events, the little girl, she gets out, and she walks up to the cops with her hands up. Aww. It's adorable.
Don't put her up there because she's going to need to deal with the kids in a minute. All right.
Now he's got his gun. Now he's not really on red alert with the gun.
Step out of the truck.
Got to point it at the street.
Is it a WWJD bracelet?
I think he knows there's kids in the vehicle.
Put your hands up,
let him
see him. Come back to my boy.
He still has to be assertive with the dude.
You know what up is? Up is like that.
I have nothing, sir.
All right, hey. Is that all the adults are in the car? Is that correct?
No, there's no more adults in the vehicle.
I don't know, sir. Are there any other adults in the car?
No, sir. Just my 2-year-old daughter and my 1-year-old son.
Okay.
What's going on, sir?
You're being arrested.
Let's let her go for now and let her deal with the kids. Hey, come on, sweetie. You're okay.
Look at the
kids. You're okay. Come on. You're okay. Come here.
What's this about, sir?
You're okay. We'll tell you in just a minute. Come on over here, sweetie. You're okay. Hey, mommy's right there. Go to mommy, okay? Come on, go to mommy. She's right there. Can you see her?
Come here, Cece. Come here. Come here, daddy. Can I get her to
Yeah.
Come on, baby. Come on. Cece, come on.
You know, just, sweetie, you know, put your hands down. You're fine. You're fine. Come on to mommy.
She knows the drill.
She's got her. There's another view that was taken by some woman in a car close by. Play that one, too, because she's like, oh, that baby, she's so small, she can't get up. Oh, look, her hands are up. Nothing beats a black woman commentary of shit going down. So.
I think every movie DVD should have commentary.
Yeah. Black woman commentary.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's a baby in the car.
Of course.
You nailed it.
Of course it's portrait mode.
It's my husband. They told me to get that truck. Look, it's a baby in that car. It's a little girl.
So this how they treat white people. You let them get out the
baby.
Car.
The baby about to get out. Mom's in the car.
Here comes the baby.
Oh my God.
Look, she's trying to crawl out of the car.
Oh my God.
Can't make it. Look at her little feet.
She's trying to get out. Oh, she did. Oh my God. She made cross out. No.
There should
she's
be
trying to get out,
her.
But she can't. Because she
God forbid she would have got hit by a car. They would have all would have been bad.
Oh, she
would
have been bad. Oh my God.
She knows.
Look at them.
Oh my God.
She is so pretty. My aunt is holding a gun at the baby.
They're trying to baby turn around.
Holding a gun at the baby.
Wow.
Point a gun at a baby.
Really?
Babies are dangerous.
She's just standing there like,
at least
yeah.
Listen.
Fuck you, copper.
Yeah.
They it's still holding a gun at the baby.
Gets out baby Finster from fucking Bugs Bunny.
Oh, Finster baby.
Finster. Oh, Finster baby.
How many times have I told you?
Copper.
Not to play with the dirty money.
Remember that Finster fucking baby face. Finster. Find some baby face Finster from Bugs Bunny.
Wait, the little Razzle Dems ain't no babies. Dems is fidgets.
When Bugs looks at, because it's a little baby with the big eyes and everything, and then Bugs looks in the bathroom like Keel, because the baby's been in there or something.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, man.
Yeah. 5 o'clock shadow.
Battleship time. Yeah. Like oh, that was hilarious.
Cigar every time.
He'd put the fucking bonnet on and just go, yeah. And then it's like, what? Finsta shaven and tattooed? Smoking a cigar? And that's what he looked like.
Yeah.
That was one of the best episodes.
Goo goo.
Finsta episode was fucking hilarious. Insta baby, because then he'd play with him, but then smash him on the head with a fucking frying pan, and then Bugs would get mad and he'd go, Dada.
Yeah.
It was fucking great. Oh, I grew up on those fucking cartoons, and look, been an upstanding, fine citizen I've become, people. Why, you got a little of that? I want to hear, like. I guess babies would hold their breath if they were mad.
Yes,
Finsta,
they do.
Stop that! Why are you holding your breath? Okay, kid.
Oh, he wants the bag of money. Yeah, he robbed the bank.
Don't do that again. You had me
scared. He's got to get the money.
Finsta, here's your formula. Finsta!
He broke out.
Finsta, where are you?
Okay. Again, I could just watch this all fucking day.
Oh, hell yeah.
As a matter of fact, yeah, the other day, Missy was playing video games on the big TV, and I just popped Warner Brothers cartoons on my computer just to watch that.
Dude, they were the best.
At my age.
Saturday morning cartoons. What the hell happened to that, man?
Yeah, I guess now it's... it's all PC bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know what
live action stuff.
So, like, come September, there was the new lineup of cartoons. You couldn't wait.
Yeah, yeah. They showed you, like, they did, like, a whole show about the cartoons that were going to be on. And you were just glued in front of that. Another season of Scooby-Doo.
I just show my kid, like, the Netflix and Amazon. Because if you put on, like, the Disney Channel, it's just toy ads. And they want fucking everything.
Yeah. And isn't it just like live? It's all live action shit, like live.
Some of it is like he's still into
produced by pedophiles.
Yes, like he's still into like Transformers and Ninja Turtles and shit that I like now. So
yeah,
I sit there and watch them.
That's
good.
My cousin's got a 1 year old, and she's like Peppa Pig is like it's her babysitter,
and he looks like a dick.
It's weird. I don't know.
Seen Peppa Pig?
No,
it's a penis.
Is it a penis?
Show Peppa Pig.
Is Peppa Pig a
penis? I don't want my son watching Peppa. He just looks like a penis.
The kids are addicted to it.
Well, and they talk like it, too. They talk like they're British because of the fucking goddamn Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig.
No, they do. Kids love it. This is a good clip.
It's crack for children.
Isn't that one of the royal family, Peppa?
I don't know.
Pippa.
That's where my show is on. Pippa.
Peppa Pig?
Peppa Pig?
Peppa Pig. No? You can't find
it? Nothing? Peppa? P-E-P-P.
It's on live right now
picture
on YouTube.
There you go.
Hey, it's a dick. It's a dick.
It's a dick.
A whole dick.
It's a two-urethra dick.
Okay,
it's got one of those urethra problems.
Talking to a platypus.
It was pierced at one time.
Just a beaver with a duck bill.
I love duck.
When did they assume they could just absolutely give up on animation? Animate the art of animation is fucking dead.
And I love animation.
It's the cheap way out, man.
You watch old Warner Brothers cartoons, and not only is the animation amazing, but all the music was written like they were scoring a fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
They'd play it, an orchestra would go, so that the moves that the characters made, there was an instrument making that ding, 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 ding sound and shit like that. Now it's some stock bullshit music, horrible animation, and no real story or anything anybody could find reasonable.
No, Mr. Rogers is now, well, that's probably not a bad thing, is now Daniel Tiger.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Daniel Tiger's neighborhood, and it's a tiger. I guess it's better than a man inviting you into his basement, but Rogers, though, was
some reason it wasn't creepy back then.
Yeah, it wasn't. Well,
that sweater was fucking creepy, I'm sorry.
It was a little creepy. Not as creepy as the English Mr. Rogers, the British one.
It was a English one?
Yeah, he fucked dead kids.
What?
We discussed this on the bonfire the other day. I brought it up because that's what I do. I bring good news. Do you have what's his name? He's the pedophile in England who had the children show.
I'll look it up. I know you're talking about that.
Yeah, he fucked.
Oh, right.
He fucked like 500 kids, and like when a kid would die, he would be like, "Could I just have a moment alone with the body?" And they'd be like, "Sure, you're the Mr. Rogers," and he would go in and fuck the corpse.
If I see a picture of him, I'll know.
He was knighted, and he died before anybody caught him.
Some people just get away with
That's
shit.
That's him.
Oh, my God.
He's the one who looks like a pedophile.
Yeah.
What was his name? Do you have it, Garrett?
Wow.
Not yet.
Admiral Kangaroo.
Yes, it was.
I got demoted.
Ranked.
Yeah. Jimmy Savile. Jimmy Savile.
Jimmy Savile. Abusing 500 children and sex with dead bodies.
And got away
He's
with
in direct competition with the Catholic Church.
Yeah, I think he actually won.
Holy shit.
And he had his own show for years. He was the Mr. Rogers of England.
Mr. Rogering.
Yeah, yes.
If I may.
And every picture of him, he looks like a pedophile because he is one.
What about the dead kids? What was that about?
Well, like he would go to hospitals where like kids were dying, and he'd be like, "I know that their final wish is to meet me, but I need to be alone with the kids." So the kid would then get raped by him.
There's less fight back. You know, they just really
well. And if he got there late and they were like, "I'm sorry, you just missed him," he'd be like, "I would still." Like a few minutes with the lukewarm body.
Are you kidding me?
Swear to God, it's true.
He'd go in and...
And he got away with it, yeah.
Got his stethoscope.
This man is the devil.
That is terrible.
Yeah, he played doctor a lot.
No kidding.
He's the
there is a place
piece.
In hell.
I would say he's the biggest piece of shit to ever live and ever caught.
Like, that's worse than Hitler.
Him and Hitler having cocktails right now.
Yeah.
Dude, I bet Hitler would meet him and be like, "You did what?"
That is terrible. For what reason?
What, do you enjoy it?
But they were dead?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I didn't even fuck living
we
adults.
We killed children, but we never fucked them.
Yeah, here's
man.
Yeah, I wonder what that cigar
tastes
like.
Oh, and little boy scented cigars.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that guy's the biggest piece of shit.
Is he the one that died when some guy caved his head in?
No, that was the dude from...
Pirates of Penzance.
Oh, that and also Hogan's Heroes.
But he wasn't
really?
A pedophile, was he?
Yeah, Hogan's Heroes, no.
Oh, no, not that guy.
Yeah, but he got
his head caved in. There was a pedophile guy that would adopt kids and fuck them. So he adopted this one kid at 14. He was fucking him. And then I guess he went down to some island in the Caribbean to visit with him.
Oh, yeah.
He caved his fucking head in.
Like, yes, that's right.
Yeah, we're about done with you fucking me kind of a thing.
No, that wasn't him. He died completely scot-free. He died of old age.
You had to be on that deathbed, though, thinking, uh-oh, here it comes.
Oh, dude, you can't be
thinking. Here comes Judgment Day.
Oh, he's the only one praying there's no God.
Right? Yeah.
I hope I don't see a white light.
Oh, jeez, I'm running from it.
Really, the ground open up and fire.
Oh, yeah. have all been waiting to meet you.
You are the king of hell.
You. No, really. I got to tell you. I thought we were good, but great work. You just really are what this whole place is about.
Congrats. Yeah, job well done.
It's like, you know, I've been racking my brain, and I can't even come up with something awful enough for you.
Yeah, awful enough. I mean, everything, the fucking, the kids and everything like that, but you fucking terminally ill children in the hospital... They all just
slow clap.
Everyone slow claps, hands up. Oh, it's just the greatest.
Everybody takes the demon cock out of their ass.
Oh, my God. Yes. That would be great.
Biggest
Jeffrey Dahmer can't even get a seat close to the stage. He's like not even worthy enough with his bullshit.
He still has half a broom in him.
Yeah. He's just like, hats off. My head's off to you. What a time in hell when that motherfucker came down.
Oh, just that's the worst man to ever live. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that.
Well, I think he may have lucked out. There. Oh, no. Not the Vietnam girl.
That's just fucking awful.
Oh, my God. As if getting napalmed and running down the streets of Vietnam wasn't bad enough. Her last name was Fuck. I swear.
Was it really?
Crazy. I think they pronounced
it. I think I'd rather be napalmed.
So it seems like BBC knew about this guy and waited till he died to investigate him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A little Harvey Weinstein.
I mean, when the ratings are that good.
Yeah. Okay, we'll give him a pass.
Yeah. And shockingly, he was a lifelong bachelor that lived with his mother until she died.
Weird.
Wow.
And then he would dry clean her clothes every year.
Fucked her dead body.
He made his clothes?
He would dry clean all her clothes every year after she died. Huh.
So we could wear him dressed as her with a wig and a knife.
Yeah. Well, after he came in them.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Those clean. Hospitals are dirty places, man.
Yeah, I clean all the evidence off of his mum.
Yeah. Make all these clothes up my mum so I go fuck kids down.
I don't know.
The hospital.
I've seen her got some chemo fluid all over me.
Oh, Jesus.
Laser. How would I have getting chemo fluid?
How sick is he? Is he, like, real close?
There's a lot of thin child hair. Seems to have just fallen out all over me blazer.
Oh, my God.
Tell me once it starts flatlining. I'll be on deck.
Oh, God.
I don't want a hot butt, but I want it warm.
Oh. Damn it.
I got blood on me trousers with a curiously high level of white corpuscles. It's a science joke.
You know, when a body dies, it relieves itself. It also relieves itself early if you jam your cock in it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You can relieve yourself in the body before it relieves itself naturally. Clean these.
Oh, man.
I'll just give them to me mum.
I'm a sick fuck. I can't even compete with you two.
Terribleness.
I'm going to hell, but I'll be in the way back of the room.
Yeah,
not... Oh, he's going to be waiting for you.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have the backstage pass like that motherfucker.
Remember that episode of Anthony Cumia?
Real admission.
Yeah. I saw you making fun of me. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
You're a real dick.
Honored to be here. Well, there probably isn't a God because... If there was, I don't think the Bangladeshi tree man would exist. And he would not be back in the hospital to need more surgery. Remember this guy? He has some type of growths that makes him look like he's got wooden hands and whatnot. Oh, my God. Imagine the irony if Louis C.K. got this disease.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Bitter irony.
Or how ironic is it that he can't tie a rope or pull a trigger?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
oh, man.
That is the first thing I do. Oh, this poor bastard.
Or bitter
what sense
irony.
Of fucking inbreeding do you get to have that happen?
Feed it.
Yeah. This is what happens.
Just encouraging it.
This is the rebirth.
Oh, the foot too?
This is what happened to Jimmy Savile. He just got reborn into this body.
Oh, into this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jordy Verrill. You done it now, Jordy. Remember that in Creepshow when he touched the meteorite?
Oh, yeah.
It all grew.
Meteor shit.
Meteor shit.
He just said, I can't hold my daughter properly, so somebody fucked him. Good for her.
So he got a surgery, but he's back in the hospital for more surgery. Did they? Is it major surgery or a light pruning? Tree man of Bangladesh.
It says he'll need 5 or 6 more operations, so it's just like a whole process.
Until what?
Until what?
Until there's a nub.
Like what comes off of there?
Yeah, until he's still uncomfortable being alive.
That is terrible.
What a horrible.
In more international news, I read a story, I saw a video over the weekend. I guess in Mexico, there's a fuel shortage. So they have these pipelines with gasoline flowing through them. And why not try to take some? So people will poke holes in the gasoline lines and then take buckets and start filling buckets up with gasoline. And then the word gets out, I guess, and it becomes a whole big thing. Hundreds of people show up to catch gasoline that is splurting through the air. It's like oxygen.
It's like they... Just a bunch of people dancing in it like they cracked open a fire hydrant.
Oh, yeah. Yes. They get right down into this geyser of gas.
Realizing it's an explosive.
Big buckets. Yeah. And you know what gasoline adores? Being like aspirated. Being put into the air in tinier droplets. Loves it. And then, oh, if you add something called an ignition source, which at that point could be anything. You go, click. You know when you do that on the doorknob?
Oh.
Plowie. And that's indeed exactly what happened. The cops and the army and everyone, was trying to get people out of there, but they wouldn't leave. So here's the pipeline, obviously engulfed in flames. This is beforehand. That's gas.
Oh, my God.
They're all in. Look at the mist of gas.
Oh, my God.
I cannot tell you how easy that is to combust. And now there's people on fire. The video I saw was really graphic. People running on fire. And then they showed the next day. Oh, my goodness. They're bursting into flames.
Have to know that would happen.
You would have to. This has happened a few times before.
But it's free gas.
Yeah. The risk of gasoline, and it is very explosive. Oh, really? These are young people who didn't realize the risk? You know gasoline is and they're adults. Stop it.
They weren't young.
They're not showing any of the video.
Is there a gasoline shortage anyway? It's like, is the cartel lighting that many headless bodies on fire?
Yeah.
$2 everywhere else.
Yeah. Who has cars down there then?
Yeah.
It probably runs their house and everything. You know?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Very stereotypical.
Yeah.
Racist.
They got to fill their El Camino with something.
So this is during the day.
Thank you.
Look at this. I swear, gasoline spread. You could not run far enough away. Like, you're going up to that and filling buckets up. Look at this.
Free gas.
And now it's just bubbling up. Okay, here's, and then wham.
Oh, shit.
Lights on fire. There it goes. And that's not going out anytime soon.
Was it like someone just smoking? That's what it probably was, right?
Probably. Yeah. Oh, see. Gasoline.
It's like the Hindenburg crash.
You see the moving fire. Those are people.
Pull around a little bit.
I love that in Blackout when you throw a Molotov cocktail on someone and they're like,
so, they haven't learned much
look
about
it. His feet are on fire.
Is this,
and he's just walking.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah, look at him. Oh, my God.
This is literally Burning Man.
Just
it's just Mexican Burning Man.
Mexican Burning Man. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Don't shoot him. Let him burn. You know that? Saving Private Ryan. Saving Private Rodriguez.
Oh, my God.
There he goes.
Put that's him right. Eddie would be all right. Roll him around on the floor.
Roll him around. Yeah.
The good news is we got free gas. The bad news is your ears will never unmelt.
Oh, yeah. Those I think 85 people died.
Oh, like God.
That. And another 70 were injured with horrible wounds. And look, that fire is just fueled by a jet of gasoline, so it's not going to. The heat coming off of that, for the people that didn't make it even far away, they show them picking up the bodies the next day. It's like trying to pick up a cigarette ash.
Oh.
Yeah, they are just gone. Just gone. Dumb thing to do, I would say. You got the end where they're picking up the fucking... Try to go to the end where they're picking up the remnants. Oh, boy. It's like a bunch of burnt enchiladas.
Racist.
A little bit.
Certainly is.
It wasn't in that video. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, no need. I just thought if it was there, might as well. Nice happy story.
Our sombreros are permanently burnt on.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just so fucking bad.
Where does the pipeline go to? Like, how much is burned?
I guess it just bypasses them from one rich area to another.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just going to say.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
That's so sad.
Crazy. Oh my goodness. Yeah, well, I hope you got a lot of gasoline.
Oh, the humanity.
What a dumb thing to do. You have to know.
It's because it's covering your shirt and stuff, so if it happens.
Yeah, you're soaked in gasoline next to a gasoline geyser.
Like, even being soaked in gasoline without the geyser is a bad idea.
Freaking out. Don't even come near me with anything. Holy shit. And there's a bunch of people there, so you know someone's going to do something stupid. It doesn't take many people before someone does something stupid.
Obviously.
You need like three.
Yeah.
Any situation I've been in with three of my friends, me and two other friends, one of us did something stupid.
Yeah.
Immediately.
You're right.
100 Mexicans?
Somebody did light up a smoke or something.
Oh, had to have. Where it's just like, had to have. Not thinking, you know, gasoline might be flammable. And I guess, what's her name there? Leslie Jones?
Jones.
She's angry. Oh, then we knew that. But she's angry about the new Ghostbusters movie. That Ivan Reitman, I guess? Or, no, is it Ivan's...
It's his son.
It's
Jason Reitman.
Jason Reitman. Ivan Reitman did Ghostbusters. Yeah. His son, Jason Reitman, said he wants to do a sequel to Ghostbusters, but a sequel to the original Ghostbusters movies. And it has nothing to do with that remake with the women, and said that won't even end up in the timeline. Like, they're just going to forget that ever happened, much like America.
Right.
I'd rather watch Gotti than watch that Ghostbusters movie. It's awful.
Yes. I'd rather watch John Travolta in Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine. But so she got really pissed and said that it's a shitty thing to do. And, you know, they're just treating them like shit by like they're throwing them away.
No, what they did was a shitty thing.
Yeah, there exactly.
So insulting. Like, fuck us. We didn't count.
Correct.
It's like something Trump would
do. Oh, my God.
Trump voice. Gonna redo Ghostbusters better with men. Will be huge. Yeah, it will be. And yes, it is. Those women ain't Ghostbusters. Ugh, so annoying. Annoying? He didn't say it. You did. Such a dick move, and I don't give a fuck. I'm saying something.
I'm mainly concerned with the spelling of didn't in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I hope she's not writing on SNL.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Dude, what a shit thing, though. It's like you guys had your chance and you made a terrible movie. And I like those actresses. It was just a terrible fucking movie.
It was a bad movie. It sucked.
I wanted it to be good, and it was awful.
And you shouldn't even say shit like that because people would forget. It's just like, let them forget that movie.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
You had a chance to make it fun. You ruined it.
Shit to bed.
Yeah, you missed. Swing and a miss.
Why would he put that in the timeline? It wouldn't even make sense for the timeline because the stars of Ghostbusters played different people in that fucking movie. It couldn't even be. I hate all this.
It's and then during the football games last night, which of course just amazing. I saw the ads for Magnum PI, and Magnum is Mexican, and Higgins is a woman.
Yeah.
Like, it's so predictable now what they're going to do when they remake something. It's like, all right, they're going to make him that and her this and this. It's just insane. I don't know.
It's all
Tom Selleck will always be Magnum, even when he's trying to hawk a reverse mortgage.
That's right.
Like he's acting for a fucking Academy Award.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of giving a bank your house?
There's a football player, Eddie George, who retired probably 10 years ago. And he's always tried to get into acting or whatever.
Yeah.
And he sucks and he's so bad. And he's in this show.
That guy. Yeah.
He's like the...
It's terrible.
Space. I halo-jumped into North Korea. Yeah, but there were no planets involved.
Oh, man.
But I'm not inspiring novels by best-selling author Robin Masters. I'm his live-in security consultant in Hawaii.
You take that hat off, you fuck.
With these knuckleheads. My best friends. That's Theodore Calvin, or TC, ex-Marine Corps chopper pilot.
Now, TC was Muzo, black.
Ex-SEAL. Yeah. Always the overachiever.
In the original show,
Rick,
so.
He's connected.
No harm, no foul.
If you want something, Rick is the man to see. And lastly, Juliet Higgins, property manager, former British intelligence, MI6, and kind of a pain in my...
Whoa!
Hounds of hell or a lawsuit waiting to happen.
The security.
Then why am I here?
I'm constantly asking myself that very question.
Hey, Thomas, it's me. Dude. I need you to come up to my place. It's about a job.
Oh my God, enough with the spinning and cuts.
Oh.
What are they using that makes holes like that in anything?
At least they're only going to have to worry about
it. Uranium fucking shaped charge RPG rounds don't even make holes that big.
Go home, Magnum. This belongs to HPD and 5-0. Not some private eye.
Thomas, 5-0. You're going to get these guys, right?
You bet.
Of course.
The guys who tortured and killed him could be ex-military.
How from the director of crap comes crap.
I know you don't think I'm a very good one, but I am.
You like garbage?
More garbage for you.
You like shit? We've made shit for you. Tune in to Shitty Shit Shit Fuck Garbage. There's a boat and people swimming and a watch that's nice.
You get eaten by a shark.
Wouldn't be me. They go for the white meat first.
Oh, racist!
Oh, race joke.
Aces!
That's so edgy.
Oh, I love it.
Making fun of white people, it's great.
Where are they? What are they doing? What are they doing? Apparently,
they're also remaking the A-Team at the same time.
Yeah. A-Team flip. That's,
Chariot's on its way.
I bet no one got hurt.
Who's the wild card?
Call an Uber.
Honestly, the only one I like in this whole ad is the black dude. We should just build the show around him.
Ask questions about us and why we're here.
I do want to say one thing.
What's up? They're really trying to sell this.
You've been getting your ass kicked a lot this week.
Yeah,
TC,
well,
get in the air. Got you, white knight.
That's BA.
It's on its way. Really? Is that going to be a thing now?
I hope that gets shot out of the sky.
Thomas Magnum.
Rick T.C. Higgins. Friends like those come around once in a lifetime.
They're headed north.
Don't lose them!
Not gonna happen. What's your plan?
Right now I'm open to suggestions.
Bring the car back in one piece.
It's not a plan.
I bet.
Higgins, close your eyes.
Hey, what part of Detroit are you from?
What are they, they're gonna wreck a Ferrari every episode.
I know, a really nice old fucking...
That's a second Ferrari they just
really
blew.
Nice Ferrari. Oh.
CGI ruin.
Yeah.
Oh, there you
oh.
go. Yeah. Man.
Helicopter jump. Yeah.
Oh, they should call him Magnum PU.
That's right.
Actually, still
that stinks.
This is the. It's an abomination. I hope it makes it.
I'd rather stare at a condom.
That is terrible. It's just. It's, you know, what it is.
I'd rather watch someone dig up my mom than an episode of that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Magnum's on. Yeah, I got something else I'm doing.
What a fucking turd, dude! How many
every remake now though?
But how many stock shots do you need? Like, yeah, we know, we get it.
Yeah, it's all that really short attention span, quick action, quick cuts, like Fast and Furious.
Same thing.
That whole spin around something while you cut into black and then back to the fucking. Like, you get an epileptic seizure watching the fucking show.
Dude, I remember seeing Fast and Furious, the first one in the theater, and I would just walk out. I'm like, that's the biggest piece of shit. And then people were just fucking, like, drag racing outside.
Yeah.
Their cars and all excited. I'm like, you like that? And seven more? I guess I'm wrong.
Ugh.
I hated those movies.
Yeah, I left the theater furious.
Yes.
And very quickly.
Yeah, quickly and mad, so. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what a bang-up show today. Went very quickly. Thank you. Steve Grillo.
Yes, sir.
Of course, at Steve Gorilla on Twitter. And the podcast, The Aftershock XL Show, launching in a few weeks, The Aftershock XL Talk Show. And where could people get that?
It's on Pippa, but it's also on iTunes and And Bobby? iTunes and Spotify?
SoundCloud. Oh.
And it's, yeah, every day
where
is a new...
All of your great podcasts are found.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you, Steve, for coming.
Yeah, I love coming here. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes.
You guys are sick bastards.
And, yeah. And Mr. Landau, tell the fine people where you will be.
Tonight at 9:30, you can catch me on Legion of Skanks.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
yes. Tonight.
Yeah, yeah, tonight. Yes, oh, yes.
They are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they're good dudes. And then January 24th, this Thursday, I will be a stand-up for recovery at Steel Stacks in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. The proceeds will be donated to the Stepping Stones Recovery Foundation. January 26th, Comedy for Cancer in Sterling Heights, Michigan. You can check that out on
DaveLandry.com.
Yeah, like everything, well, maybe I,
there'll
be everything some, I do outside
maybe
of
maybe there'll
is really
be some
nice.
Kids to fuck.
Yeah, I'll be doing my Jimmy Savile impression.
Oh, my. Oh, Jesus.
This wasn't a public show, actually. January 29th, You Know What Dude at 9 p.m. podcast. So check out all
you
those
know
dude.
What dude. Awesome. Check Dave out at any or all of those great events.
Raising money for wonderful things, so I can
you
say
are a gentleman.
Terrible things on this program.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, but I do this.
Yes. Like, it's a little yin-yang.
Tonight, Crime Report with the lovely and talented Patricia Dixon. Check that out. And Nightshade with Michelle Malice at 11 p.m. Check that out. And we will be back here mañana, as they say, burning next to a gasoline fountain. Till then, have a great day. Hasta luego.